WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. A former athletic trainer at a Catholic high school in Northeast D.C. is under arrest, accused of sexually abusing a female student. 33-year-old Jimmy Augustin of Fort Washington had inappropriate encounters with the student at Archbishop Carroll High School, police say, in September and October. Augustin's charged with misdemeanor sexual abuse of a minor. Police are trying to find out if there are any more victims. The Purple Line may be temporarily derailed, but Maryland's transportation secretary, in his first public comments about the case, isn't too concerned about it. Pete Ron says the judge's decision to weigh Metro's ridership declines shouldn't have too big of an impact.
If this can all come to a head and satisfactorily resolved in January, if that occurs, then there really will not have been a significant delay to the project, and we would still anticipate then an opening of the Purple Line in 2022.
Judge Richard Leon ruled the feds have to make the case that Metro's problems won't have a big effect on Purple Line ridership before the project can move forward. As expected, Chinese leaders are not too happy that President-elect Donald Trump took a phone call from Taiwan's president. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Beijing has lodged, quote, solemn representations with the U.S. Former Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, Ambassador Christopher Hill, says Trump should not have taken that call.
Obviously, it was an example of what is all too often happening now with this incoming administration, this tendency to wing it. What I'm concerned about is that rather than acknowledge a mistake, they will double down on it, say that this is indeed an effort to change some of the terms of our one-China policy.
Trump on Twitter says Taiwan's leader called him, though reports out of Taiwan indicate the founder of the Heritage Foundation was involved in arranging the call. Gatlinburg, Tennessee residents have the opportunity today to return to what's left of their homes following weeks of battling wildfires.
27.9 square miles have burned so far with this Chimney Top 2 fire. That's the name for it. That's over 17,000 acres. Now, if you compare Manhattan, which is roughly 23 square miles, the burn area is larger than that of Manhattan.
It's meteorologist Derek Van Dam. The death toll has been raised to 13. The four Republican candidates for Virginia governor are promising to jumpstart the state's lackluster economic growth by reducing regulations and cutting taxes. U.S. Congressman Rob Witten, Prince William Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart, State Senator Frank Wagner, and former RNC Chair Ed Gillespie are seeking the Republican nomination. Those four spoke to business leaders and public policy officials at an economic forum Friday in Williamsburg. It's hosted by the Virginia Chamber Foundation. The winner of the primary likely to face Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, who's the only Democratic candidate in the race. All four Republicans focused on the economy during the forum, saying they would make the state friendlier to small businesses. And we are now 5 days away from the grand opening of the new MGM Casino at National Harbor.
This is really exciting times for us.
MGM Casino spokesman Patrick Fisher says the final preparations are underway for the big grand opening on December 8th, working now to make sure employees are ready.
And really giving them the tools and resources necessary, making sure that they're really in the best position possible to go out and succeed.
If you're planning on going to the grand opening, it's at 10:30 p.m. next Thursday, and you're being urged to use public transportation. The casino does have a garage with free parking, but spaces are limited. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Wizards lose in the final seconds again, this time to San Antonio, 107-105. The Caps are down in Tampa Bay tonight. Nats outfielder Ben Revere, now a free agent after the team non-tendered him. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
This holiday season, stay connected and stay informed with accurate and dependable forecasts.
More winter weather that could impact your commute.
Mostly the accumulation will be tonight.
When you head over the river and through the woods, there'll be no surprises. Get everything you need to know from the Weather Channel.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory
at 105.9 FM at AM 630.
You can pick up 2 to 4 inches of snow as a storm system moves by offshore.
Washington's Mall, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
At 7:05 on your Saturday morning on WMAL, heading into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Bo Chase.
A crash in Centerville. Centerville Road South near the ramp to Lee Highway has the left lane blocked. Police still clearing an accident. 95 Maryland northbound near Route 198. That is blocking several lanes. Construction on Dulles Greenway eastbound between Old Ox Road and Route 28 South. That is closed due to road work in Hyattsville. On the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Riggs Road, road work there has the right lane and acceleration lane blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny, a bit breezy today, highs around 50, down to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow looking overcast with rain later in the day, up to around 50 again. Right now 39 in Chantilly, 37 in Olney. We're at 44 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is the 2016 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon, and if you make that donation right now, it will be matched. So if you make a $10 donation, $20 goes to Fisher House. If you make a $100 donation, $200 goes to Fisher House. You know, they have saved families over $320 million in lodging and transportation costs. Fisher House has served over 277,000 families of our wounded men and women in service. Make that donation now, 888-294-8560. Our latest total, $252,159. And we encourage you to make a donation right now, 888-294-8560. John Gizzi joins us each week. He is the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Great to be here, and thank you for having me.
It was an unconventional campaign for Donald Trump, and it has been an unconventional transition period for the president-elect. A phone call on Friday to the president of Taiwan prompted Ari Fleischer to say it would drive China nuts, and a headline at CNN, Trump risks showdown with China after call with Taiwan.
I think this sent a lot of old China hands, not to mention people within the Politburo in Beijing, heading to drink some bitter tea today. Look, this is unprecedented, at least to the point that if Donald Trump were president, he would be the first occupant of the Oval Office in more than 40 years to have contact with the government in Taipei, which up until Jimmy Carter changed recognition to Beijing and the People's Republic of China as the China, was indeed the China that this country recognized. going back to 1949 and its formation by the leadership in China that had fled Mao's rebellion and bloody takeover. Okay, that said, President Trump is not yet president. He's President-elect Trump or Mr. Trump. He can call whomever he wants around the world and talk and even do business with them. Ronald Reagan, when he became the Republican nominee for president at the Detroit Convention in 1980, voiced his sympathies for Taiwan and his opposition to President Carter suddenly recognizing Beijing as the official Chinese government. Now, of course, his running mate was the former U.S. envoy to China, and they later had a come-to-Jesus session. And when Mr. Reagan became President Reagan, he maintained the normal U.S. relations with China. As a matter of fact, press secretaries, secretaries of state, and other officials of government will tell you they never used the word Taiwan. Now, if this leads to his historic reestablishment of relations with Taiwan, that would be dramatic, and it would cause some upheaval and a lot of furor from China. For now, it is just an American businessman expressing his personal opinion to someone overseas who's a foreign leader, and it's a pretty happy one right now.
An unconventional appointment for Secretary of Defense because it may take an act of Congress to get it approved, but it is General James Mad Dog Mattis. You have interviewed General Mattis. Your thoughts on President-elect Trump's election of General Mattis as the Secretary of Defense?
Virtually everyone who has worn the uniform of the United States Marine Corps, or for that matter, the uniform of the other three branches of the armed forces, say that Jim Mattis is a Marine's Marine. He is someone who rose to the top in his service branch with 4 stars and never finished college. He's someone who's read over 7,000 books and loves to quote the ancient Greeks and refer to the Peloponnesian War and apply it to current techniques. They call him the warrior monk. The name Mad Dog, by the way, is a nickname that's rarely used, but certainly when the president-elect names him Secretary of Defense, it's going to catch on. I've spent some time with General Mattis at a point when people such as Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard, wanted him to run for president as an independent. I know that privately he expressed some doubts about Donald Trump being president and whether he would stand with the NATO alliance. All things being equal, he's someone who salutes and does his duty. The president-elect obviously had no problem with his past disagreements with General Mattis, and he gave him this appointment. One other thing. It is true that Congress has to pass a waiver for a retired military officer who has been separated from service less than 7 years. But this was done in the case of the one other General turned Secretary of Defense, George C. Marshall, in 1950. No one in Congress complained.
That's good. John Gizzi, the chief political columnist, White House correspondent at Newsmax. John, thanks so much for being with us. Our WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. 888-294-8560. Make your donation to Fisher House now, and we will tell you pretty much what a typical day is like at Fisher House. That's next, but first, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Good morning, I'm Bo Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. A crash on 66 westbound near Route 28 is on the shoulder. Also, that crash on Centerville Road South near the Ramp to Lee Highway has cleared. Police still clearing an accident, 95 Maryland northbound past Route 198. That's blocking 2 lanes. In Hyattsville, Capitol Beltway Interloop at Riggs Road. Road work there has the right lane and acceleration lane blocked. Construction on Dulles Greenway eastbound between Old Ox Road and Route 28 South. That is closed due to road work. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Look for sunshine later today, high 49. Cool overnight down to 35 for tomorrow. Sunshine, high of 48. Some rain possible Sunday night, but back into the sunshine on Monday with a high of 53. 44 outside now in D.C., heading to 49, and it's 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
And if you call to donate to Fisher House right now, that donation will be matched. So it is twice the effectiveness for Fisher House. Make that donation now. The match in effect throughout the day, up to the first $100,000 in donations today. So make the donation right now, 888-294-8560 to Fisher House, also at WMAL.com. And it's great to be joined by Stacy Child. She is the house manager for Fisher House at the D.C. VA Medical Center. And Stacy has been with the VA for 28 years and has been with Fisher House now for 3 years. And Stacy, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Well, one of the things we want to try and convey today is exactly the type of services that Fisher House provides. And in a nutshell, as we've explained to people, when a wounded warrior comes to a VA hospital or a medical center, a hospital, they're joined by family members. Fisher House picks up the tab on the airfare coming in. They house them at the Fisher Houses, providing the lodging, providing the meals. And if you could kind of walk us through a typical day at Fisher House, because I know it's a family atmosphere there.
Absolutely. It is a family-oriented environment. And a typical day for me, Rick, basically is coordinating and providing the managerial oversight of the daily operations of the house, ensuring that quality customer service and lodging for our veterans is in a safe home-like environment. So when the guests initially come in, they're oriented, they are given guidelines and regulations on how to continue to have their stay more pleasant and comfortable. We plan special activities sometimes for the guests, but overall, basically, I'm serving as the liaison between the clinicians and the veterans and their family members. So overseeing the staffing from volunteers to students to housekeeping, and just ensuring that the administrative management is properly aligned. So when a family actually comes in, and I wanted to share a story about a family that we just recently had that typically Fisher Houses primarily serve for veterans and their family members. This case, a few months ago, we had an active duty service member that him and his wife actually had a baby, and they were residing in Germany. The baby had a very rare blood disorder, and they didn't have any other clinical resources for this particular medical condition that they could seek while they were overseas. So one of our partnering actually on the campus of where the VA Medical Center is located, we have other medical facilities as well. So one of the other medical facilities that had the clinicians that were knowledgeable and educated about this rare disease, basically they flew them here to our Fisher House. The family was not even thinking when they were leaving where they were going to stay, what they were going to be able to do in terms of the time frame. They just actually picked up from home, if you can imagine, within 48 hours and had to fly across country. The baby stayed with us for he was about 13 months when he got there. And one of the things I do like to share, Rick, is that his first steps were in our Fisher House.
That's great.
So he actually stayed there, and they were on a daily, constant, Monday through Friday, going back and forth to the hospital, having testing, having just an array of medical evaluations, and even between not only our facility, but because Dad was an active duty service member, then they were also eligible to go to Walter Reed. And this was a very trying and emotional time for this family, but we were there, and they were just blessed to know that they didn't have to worry about a roof over their head or food, because Fisher Houses accommodate all of that. You're absolutely right.
another example of the family spirit at Fisher House. And, you know, speaking of family, I need to mention that Stacy's dad and grandfather were in the Army. Her brother was a Marine. And even, you know, Stacy's husband, Damon, and her two kids, Jamal and Kendra, deliver gifts to Fisher House guests on Christmas Day. So just a wonderful family environment at Fisher House. And thank you for your service and, of course, the service of all of your family members. Stacy, much appreciated.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to share that Fisher House, basically, they complement that safety net by assuring that family members will always be able to be with their loved one receiving medical treatment at a VA facility or at another military installation. So I want to say thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure, and thank you for the service you provide. Stacy Childs, the house manager at the Fisher House at the D.C. VA Medical Center. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Rick, and God bless.
Our pleasure. 888-294-8560 to make a donation right now to Fisher House. And right there, you got a sense of the service they provide and how important it is to the families of our wounded warriors. 888-294-8560. Make the donation now. It will be matched. Your donation will be doubled if you make that donation right now. 888-294-8560 for Fisher House.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Stress, Your Health and Inflammation on Wednesday, December 14th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Just your average weekend in the DMV. You know, leaving your cares behind in a world-class spa and salon, while Jose Andres fires up the grill at his highly anticipated new seafood restaurant, which you'll check out on the way to your 24th floor suite with a panoramic view of the capital of the free world before another unforgettable day begins. So darn typical.
At MGM National Harbor, every weekend is monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I understand you do commercial work?
Absolutely, ma'am.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate 888-294-8560.
You can be a part of the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon right now by making a donation at 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, or you can be a part of the Fisher House Radiothon this afternoon. Come out to the Fashion Center at Pentagon City in the food court, and you'll be joined by Brian, Larry, and Chris. They will be at the mall this afternoon from 4 until 7. You can make your donation in person. Say hello to, of course, Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, and Chris Plant. This afternoon, the Fashion Center at Pentagon City in the food court. They will be there from 4 until 7. If you make the donation right now, it will be matched, so your donation will be doubled. Make that call now. 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. The WMAL Fisher House Radiothon.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
We're coming up on the 7:30 news on WMAL. We will be back with Mercedes Schlapp. You may have heard some of the rumblings that she may end up as the chairman of the Republican National Committee. That's the talk that has been around the last 24 to 48 hours. Mercedes is coming up, Cheryl Atkinson, and we want to mention that our total in the Fisher House Radiothon as of 7:30 is $253,329. Let's increase that number. If you make a donation right now, it is doubled through the generosity of a match. So right now, any amount you donate to Fisher House will be doubled at 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Police in Prince George's County are looking for a 12-year-old boy who went missing Friday morning. Ja'Cory Strowman was last seen just after 8 Friday morning on McCormick Drive in Largo. He's 4 feet 9 inches tall, weighs 85 pounds. According to the police, he was last seen wearing a blue shirt, khaki pants, and an orange and blue jacket. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's exchanged what he says are ideas with his Russian counterpart on how to stop the fighting in Aleppo, Syria. Things are only getting harder there for the civilian population.
The United Nations says their big problem is they can't run any convoys into these besieged areas near the front lines because of the violence, also because they don't have any permissions from the Syrian government either. And they say a lot of the supplies in those areas are really drastically running short.
Correspondent Frederick Pleitkin. The price of oil has surged 12% this week after OPEC countries agreed to trim the production of oil in the new year.
It's the biggest weekly rise in oil prices since February 2011. Benchmark U.S. crude added 62 cents or 1.2% Friday to close at $51.68 a barrel in New York. Brent crude, the standard for pricing international oils, picked up 52 cents or 1% to finish at $54.46 a barrel in London. I'm Bill Michaels.
Sports, the Wizards had a big fourth quarter comeback, but it fell just short in San Antonio, 107-105. The Caps down in Tampa Bay tonight. The Nats chose not to offer a new contract outfielder Ben Revere, making him a free agent, also making a trade. The Nats have reacquired catcher Derek Norris from the Padres in exchange for pitching prospect Pedro Avila. We'll check on traffic and weather next.
You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Weekdays 5 to 9.
We have a whole lot to talk about.
Mornings on the Mall.
Now you're getting my information from you.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime, no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
7:33 now. Checking back in with Bo Chase in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An accident on 66 westbound near Route 28 is on the shoulder. 95 Maryland northbound past Route 198. An accident there has two lanes blocked. Congestion slowing Route 50 Maryland westbound between Crane Highway and Collington Road. Dulles Greenway eastbound construction between Old Ox Road and Route 28 south. That is closed due to road work. And Capitol Beltway interloop at Riggs Road. Road work there has the right lane and acceleration lane blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny, a little bit breezy today. Highs right around 50. Down to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, overcast, rain coming later in the day up to around 50 again. Right now, 42 in Woodbridge, 37 in Gaithersburg. We're 43 in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-4413. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-4413. Again, that's 1-800-400-4413.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Does this sound familiar? You're about to get intimate with someone, and then nothing. You can't do it. Male performance issues are devastating and embarrassing. And who are you going to talk to? Your friends? Your wife? Your dad? So you suffer alone. This is a common story for half of men, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to Boston Medical Group. Men, if you have performance issues, then you need to call Boston Medical Group. They've helped thousands of men just like you, and their treatment is 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription medications like Viagra or Cialis. You'll receive a personalized blend of FDA-approved medications formulated to treat performance problems, and their medications work in minutes. They're so confident, if you don't see results with the very first treatment, you pay nothing. So one phone call, one very professional visit, and you could be enjoying romance again. Stop suffering. Call now. 800-885-3232. That's 800-885-3232. 800-885-3232.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Make that donation right now to Fisher House. It will be doubled because there is a match in effect this morning. Your donation will be doubled at 888-294-8560 for the Fisher House Foundation. Right now we're joined by Mercedes Schlapp, Fox News contributor and also contributor at the Washington Times. Mercedes, thanks for being with us this morning on the Fisher House Radiothon.
Yes, good morning, Rick. And again, if you can all call in and donate to the Fisher House. They do such great work for our wounded warriors. That would be great.
Well, there was a fight, in essence, at the forum, the Harvard Forum, on Thursday night. It was top campaign officials from the Trump and the Clinton campaign, and it erupted into probably a clash that was better than one of the Apprentice episodes.
You're so right. It is like reality television. You know, this forum that they do at Harvard, they do after the election cycle, the presidential election cycle, and they're able to reflect on what has happened in the past year. And so there were several campaign managers there, from Carly Fiorina's campaign, Ted Cruz's campaign. So they're able to watch and see what's happening at the forum. And the one that caught everyone's attention, obviously, was the general election panel, where it was that exchange between Kellyanne Conway and Jennifer Palomari. And I think what struck me, Rick, was that, you know, I understand completely why Kellyanne responded in a way that was basically, you know, she took very personal what Jennifer said to her by saying that that the Trump campaign was promoting an alt-right campaign and providing a sort of platform for the white supremacists. And Kellyanne, who really put her life on hold, I mean, she's got four kids, a successful business, put her life on hold to run this campaign, to be criticized in such a way that was, I thought, such a low blow coming from the Clinton campaign. I really thought it was out of line, and I'm really glad that Kellyanne stood up to Jennifer and said, wait a second here, that is not what we did, and just stopped her and said, look, at the end of the day, this was about Donald Trump delivering a strong economic message for Americans, and especially for white working class. Many of these white workers actually voted for Obama in 2008 and 2012, and they switched their vote to Donald Trump because of the fact that they felt that they have been left behind in this economy. And so I really felt that for the Democrats to continue down this path, and I know that obviously, look, for the Democrats, Rick, it's a horrible loss for that campaign. It's obviously they felt all along that for a long time that Hillary Clinton was going to be president. They were talking about the Clinton transition. They were moving forward on this, and the media was right there with them. But the mere fact is that for Jennifer and for these campaign advisors for Hillary Clinton is that they're missing the point. It was the messenger, it was the message, and the fact that Hillary Clinton did not go to Wisconsin, did not visit several of these critical battleground counties that she thought she had in the bag. And when you have those political strategic mistakes, that can cost you the election.
I want to turn to a story that you wrote about on Thursday's Washington Times in your opinion piece, and that is Donald Trump making good on a campaign promise as he struck a deal with the Carrier Corporation, keeping 1,000 manufacturing jobs in Indiana. He makes that announcement, and the Democrats pounce.
Right, and it was interesting because President Obama, months ago in a PBS town hall, said that those jobs are not coming back. He basically said, what is Trump going to do? Is he going to wave a magic wand? And what I think what we're seeing with Donald Trump is that he's showing the type of leadership that we need right now. And he's making it a point to say, I am results oriented. I'm going to stick to my promises. And one of it is not being shy to call these CEOs of these companies who are thinking about leaving and saying, let's strike a deal. Let's work to get incentives for your company in order to stay. Now there are those on the right, many conservatives who are coming out and basically saying, well, is this crony capitalism? Shouldn't we allow the free market to work itself out? But we're in a position right now that to have that discussion between what would be the government, Donald Trump and his administration, and these corporations to try to find ways that we can encourage these companies to stay in the United States. And this is going to be a package deal because it's not just the incentives, but also the fact that Donald Trump is focused and determined to get tax reform done where he would lower the corporate rate from 35% to 15% and have these opportunities and also have less regulations and just smart regulations and look into how you can really boom, create an economy that prospers.
And before we let you go, Donald Trump chose a rather unconventional venue to announce the appointment of James Mattis as his pick for Secretary of Defense. There's been a lot of chatter about Mercedes Schlapp as possibly the next chairman of the Republican National Committee. An unconventional venue here this morning. anything we can get out of you on that?
I'm just honored to even be in the mix. There's a lot of talented people who could take on that job. As we know, those would be big shoes to fill following the success and the outstanding job that Reince Priebus and his team has done. They laid out an incredible ground game that helped lead to the Trump victory. So it's just an honor to even be mentioned.
And your experience going back to the Bush White House in the outreach campaigns there. So Mercedes Schlapp, you can follow her in the Washington Times on Thursdays and, of course, at Fox News. Mercedes, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Much appreciated. 888-294-8560 for the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. You can make your donation right now. Time for a check of the traffic and weather on WMAL.
Good morning, I'm Bo Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. A crash on 95 Maryland northbound past Route 198, that has been cleared. 66 westbound near Route 28, an accident on the shoulder. In Silver Spring, Maryland 193 eastbound slow between the Capitol Beltway and Piney Branch Road. Also, M Street westbound slow due to congestion between South Capitol Street and 4th Street Southwest. In Hyattsville, Capitol Beltway interloop at Riggs Road. Road work there has the right lane and acceleration lane blocked. And construction on Dulles Greenway eastbound past Old Ox Road and Route 28 south is closed due to road work. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast, sunshine today, high to 49, cool tonight down to 35, sunny tomorrow, high 48. Possibility of some rain Sunday night, but sunshine back on Monday with a high 53. Right now in Washington, 45, we're heading to 49, 746, Saturday morning update.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
And you can make that donation to Fisher House right now. It will be doubled. There is a match in effect up to the first $100,000 today. So if you make a donation right now, it will be doubled at 888-294-8560. And we talk so much about the important service that Fisher House provides to the families of our wounded warriors. And it's an honor to be joined by Christian Curry. His brother Anson was critically injured August of 2011 in Kandahar, Afghanistan. Christian, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And thank you very much for everything that you have done over the years. We want to talk to you about how Fisher House was able to help your brother.
I had never heard of Fisher House before, and when my little brother got hurt, the family happened to be gathering in Southern California, and we got a phone call, and everyone kind of dropped everything and flew back to Washington, and we show up the first day, and we had no idea what we were going to do. We were just there and gathered for Anson and to see what came next. We just didn't know. And immediately, someone from the Fisher House greeted us and basically told us we had a place to stay. And some of the family stayed directly there at the Fisher House, and then they made accommodations for the rest to stay at the Navy Lodge. And it's amazing. There's this beautiful house that's kind of plunked in the middle of bases all over the U.S., and it's this beautiful home amongst these really less attractive government type buildings, and it really is home. It becomes home for a lot of people. Some people stay just a night or two. We stayed for weeks and weeks at these places, and it's like a home away from home, and nicer than your home. And it was just such a surprise and such a wonderful thing. It put us right there in a home next to the hospital, and so we could go back and forth. We were in very close proximity to Anson's recovery and care.
You know, we talk a lot about the injuries that the wounded warriors sustain. I want to talk a little bit about the impact on the family. I mean, that phone call that comes in the middle of the night, the family packs up, races off somewhere in the country or somewhere in the world, wherever their son or daughter or brother or sister may be hospitalized. The trauma on the family, what would that have been like if Fisher House had not been there?
Oh my gosh, we would have made it happen, Minnie, his wife and daughter, were able to stay very close to Anson, but we would have figured something out. I guarantee you that it wouldn't have been nearly as nice, and it would have added just this higher level of stress to the situation. If his wife and his daughter and our family members, when we came, we didn't have that, just the ability to live really close or stay really close to the hospital. Just having that was, I'm sure, important for Anson, and it was really important for us to folks who just walk out the door, and within several feet or sometimes a couple hundred feet, you were right there by his side. It was, I'm sure it was important for Anton's, for his recovery, and yeah, just really important for his wife. It was, it's amazing. She doesn't have a license. She couldn't drive. So if we did find a nearby hotel or a place for her to stay, you know, people don't realize that this is just a blessing. You know, some idea that someone had, what, 50 or 60 years ago to put a really nice little McMansion, as we call it, on these bases was just brilliant. It's a blessing, and it's brilliant.
Well, I know Anson received 9 months of treatment at the VA center in Palo Alto,
yes.
And just the thought of what that would have cost family members to stay 9 months in the area, the cost of the lodging, the cost of the meals. And as you look at Fisher House, they have 71 houses in operation, and that kind of savings that we're talking about, they saved over $320 million to families in the lodging and transportation costs. They've served over 277,000 families so far, offered 7 million nights of lodging. I mean, some of the stats at Fisher House are just amazing. On any given night, you know, there could be 950 families any given night using the services of Fisher House and calling Fisher House their home. Christian, we really appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you and all your viewers. Thank you, everyone, for all the donations, even the small ones, big ones. Thank you all.
Give our best to Anson and our appreciation for his service. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. 888-294-8560. Make your donation to Fisher House right now. 888-294-8560. Online at WMAL.com.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
It's WMAL's Operation Fisher House 2016 Radiothon. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us, and great to be joined by Cheryl Atkison, the host of Full Measure, every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC 7 and throughout the day on News Channel 8. Cheryl, great to have you back with us.
Thank you.
Donald Trump, at the end of the week, reiterating his intent to build the wall between the United States and Mexico. And with that in the offing, Cheryl, are we seeing any kind of an increase in attempted border crossings and illegal immigration at this point?
Well, there's a belief that people thought the possibility of a Donald Trump presidency might tighten up border security, and therefore there has been a run on the southern border. I mean, the numbers are tremendous, and I think we're the only ones or the first ones to be reporting the total numbers from fiscal year 2016 on some of these subsets. So it's more than 200,000 from Mexico in the past year, and also 50 to 70,000 each from three Central American nations. But it's a United Nations of illegal immigrants crossing into the country. There are 50,000 Cubans, or 55,000, came across the border this year. There are thousands and thousands of Haitians, and that got to be such an emergency situation. In September, the government announced they were going to start rounding up the Haitians by the thousands, starting with the convicted felons first, and send them back. And Haiti's not taking a lot of them back, so that's another crisis. And then the number of Pakistanis crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. has gone up 935% from 2014 to 2016. So it just looks like everybody's coming in. We interviewed Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas. A lot of this problem comes in through his district. He said they've learned, the human smugglers and people who want to come here, that pretty much they just have to get across the border, and they're given an appointment, and they're allowed to stay. So that sort of encouraged this rush.
You mentioned a number of different countries. I mean, we heard a lot about Mexico, and we've heard about Central America and maybe even South America, but you're mentioning countries in the Mideast.
That's been increasingly seen. They found that if they want to get into this country, they know that there's a porous Mexican border, and if they just cross here, the minion says they're given an appointment at which they don't ever have to appear, and they're allowed to stay. So that is a problem, because Pakistan is a country that many consider a state sponsor of terrorism. As people are coming in, and there really is no way, in many instances, even if you try to vet them, that you could know about their backgrounds, and they're allowed to stay. So Congressman Cuellar sees this as a big problem. By the way, we appropriated, he said, over $700 million a year ago to three Central American nations to try to help them improve conditions so that their people wouldn't want to flee. And he said only about $20 million has even been expended. So the money's just sitting there, even though it was appropriated a year ago, and he wants to know why that is, because children are still flooding in. We had about 50 to 60,000 unaccompanied minors also in fiscal year 2016. These are kids without parents and guardians that come here and stay as well.
We have heard the term superbugs. It's important to our health. Tell us the latest, what we need to know and what we don't know about it.
Well, there's an increasing number of bacteria on the loose in the United States and around the world that is resistant to some or all of the antibiotics known to man. This can be very dangerous. The U.S. has been trying to get a grip on it, but as we're reporting on Full Measure, the government still doesn't even require hospitals to report their superbug infections. That's where a lot of them are passed along, on equipment that's improperly sterilized and so on. We talked to the family of a woman who died. She went into the hospital for something very routine. The scope happened to carry a superbug infection, and she was dead 3 weeks later. It's horrifying, and we're kind of asking the question as to why the government, which says it wants to be very aggressive about this, doesn't require hospitals to report it.
Tell us a little more about the bacteria and sort of what makes a superbug different than just a typical bacteria that you'd pick up somewhere.
Well, we hope most bacteria can be treated or killed with various antibiotics, but over time, for different reasons, they become resistant to them. And if you get to the point where a bug becomes resistant to everything, that means you could get an infection that could not be stopped, and that has happened. You know, some people blame the overuse of antibiotics in this country. They're prescribed too quickly, and that people don't take the full round of what they've been prescribed. And there's a theory that that causes stronger bugs to be left behind. There's also heavy antibiotic use on our farm animals and food supply that some people think leads to the spread of this sort of resistant bacteria in people. And they're brought in from other countries, quite frankly. There was a huge, really virulent, bad form of superbug that was found for the first time in the U.S. this year that came from China. And we don't really have a way to stop that in a globalized society.
Those stories and more tomorrow on Full Measure, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. As always, Cheryl Atkinson, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Woo-hoo! Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I understand you do commercial work?
Absolutely, ma'am.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. You see, most people put off getting a new roof until the spring, which means winter months can get a little quiet for roofers. But New Look Home Design roofers want to work 12 months out of the year and are ready to go. That's why New Look Home Design is offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. And did you know New Look replaces most roofs in a single day? Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Just your average weekend in the DMV. You know, leaving your cares behind in a world-class spa and salon. Well, Jose Andres fires up the grill at his highly anticipated new seafood restaurant, which you'll check out on the way to your 24th floor suite with a panoramic view of the capital of the free world before another unforgettable day begins. So darn typical.
At MGM National Harbor, every weekend is monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
7:57 Saturday morning update, WMAL 2016, WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. 888-294-8560 is the number. And a number of different ways you can donate. You can, of course, do a cash donation. $10 will cover a night for a family at Fisher House. And if you make that $10 donation, it will be doubled because there is a match in effect right now up to the first $100,000 today. So if you make a $10 donation, it becomes $20. If you make a $500 donation, it becomes $1,000. You can also donate your frequent flyer miles. They have a Heroes mileage program that covers airfare and hotel costs for those families coming to the Fisher Houses. So that's another way you can donate. If you're not in a position to donate cash right now, donate some frequent flyer miles, and they will convert them. They will go a long way to help a family for Fisher House. Again, it's 888-294-8560. Make the donation now, 888-294-8560. Such an important program as Fisher House, providing a home away from home. When there is a wounded warrior, they are flown to a hospital. The family gets a call, often in the middle of the night. They have to race off to another side of the country, maybe even to another side of the world to be with that family member. Fisher House is there. They provide the transportation. They meet the family. They provide the lodging, and they provide meals while that family stays as their wounded warriors recover. A wonderful service from Fisher House. Donate now. 888-294-8560. And this afternoon, if you have a chance, you can join the Radiothon in person at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, Chris Plant, live this afternoon, 4 to 7, at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City in the food court.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do It Yourself Invest Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
We're coming up on 8 o'clock on the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Our total now, $259,624. Let's keep it going. 888-294-8560.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.